Wisconsin is making a splash this year in reality TV. So Bachelorette fans, listen up here because we have the current Bachelorette with us.
Jen Tran is the star of the current season of The Bachelorette, or we could call it the Badgerlorette because she's a graduate of UW-Madison. She graduated in 2020 with a degree in molecular biology. Jen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you're the first Asian American Bachelorette, the first ever Asian American lead of the Bachelor franchise, period. How does it feel to make TV history with this representation?
Oh, it honestly feels very, very surreal. It's something that I just never imagined for myself and never thought that I could be making history in a way. So I'm very excited to get to do it. You know, growing up, I've always wanted to see a role model in this sense. So to be able to kind of be that today, like, I'm very excited to do that.
Can you talk a little more about that growing up and how rare it might have been to see Asian Americans on American TV?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, it you didn't really see Asian Americans in the TV, and if you did, it would be we were some side character fit to fulfill a stereotype. And so, when you're growing up and you don't really see yourself in that main character light, it's tough to you feel put into a box, and you don't really know the extent of what you could do and who you could become. And so I definitely had an identity crisis growing up and I wanted to just assimilate and be like everybody else, you know? And so to now kind of be able to, I think we're at a point right now in the media where like there is a lot more Asian representation and there needs to be more change, but it's nice to be able to have more so that other young Asian Americans can feel less alone.
Here we are, Wisconsin Public Radio, so we got to talk about your time here in Wisconsin. You're from New Jersey originally. What brought you to UW-Madison?
You know, I wanted a big school. I wanted a big state school. I wanted to have a good time, and I wanted a really, really good college town, and that Wisconsin-Madison definitely provided.
What did Wisconsin mean to you? I know it was just a couple years out of your life, but do you feel like you're representing the school, the state a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Wisconsin was part of a pivotal time of in my life. You know, college is such a pivotal time in figuring out who you are. And I honestly just felt such a big sense of community there. And I had so much fun being there.
If there was one thing from Wisconsin or Madison or the school in particular you could have taken with you wherever you live, what would it be? What's that one thing you miss?
Culver's, cheese curds, and custard.
You're getting more of those around the country now. They may catch up with you.
I would love that.
Okay, now let's take it to the show. You were on The Bachelor as a contestant. Now you're the star of Bachelorette. First of all, how's the experience different being, you know, one of many to be in the one?
You have a lot more options to choose from. There's less chance of a failure rate, so that's nice. And yeah, I mean, hey, it's nice to have all these men fawn over you and try to date you. I think every girl should be living in this world.
Now, it always seems like a show like this, or most reality TV, you know, a lot of your life is going on with cameras surrounding you. Like, does it ever hit a point where that's not weird? Do you get used to that?
I definitely got more used to it this time around than I did when I was on Joey's season. But I mean, you always kind of notice it there. And at some points, yeah, you definitely like forget about it. And it's nice too, because I oftentimes just wanted to live in the moment, which I did a lot, which was nice. Yeah.
How does dating in real life compare to being on a dating show?
I would say for me, hey, it's pretty similar. Like when I go out to the bars, like I have a lot of men to choose from, and on The Bachelorette, I had a lot of men to choose from too.
Do you feel like you're learning stuff about, you know, dating and relationships, even though it's kind of a weird artificial setup?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I truly do recommend it to everybody, because for me, when I date in real life, I have such tunnel vision and I pick one man and I go with it, when really like you should be like feeling out, testing the waters with a lot of different men to see what you like. So it's nice to be able to have multiple relationships going on all at once, and you could kind of compare each relationship to the other and be like, okay, what's this guy providing me that the next one isn't? And like, how do I craft like my perfect relationship among these men, you know? So it was perfect for me.
Now, I know, look into your future. I know some people go on to a reality TV show thinking, okay, this is a step toward some kind of stardom, whether it's in reality or acting or whatever. Is that your vision, or is like The Bachelorette going to be it for you and you'll go to more of a normal life after?
So I am a physician assistant student currently. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a little break, but I will be going back soon. And so, yeah, I think I will be going back to my normal life. But I mean, there are doors that are open with this reality TV world. And as to what I'll be taking on, I don't know, but I will also definitely be being a PA as well. So I would like to think that I will be dipping my toe in a little bit of everything.
Now, a nice thing about being in radio is, you know, people don't recognize me out in the real world. You're on TV and you're on a very prominent show. Do you get a lot of double takes when you're out in public? Like, wait, isn't that?
Here's the trick. As soon as I put on sunglasses, I'm nobody.
Magic.
So if you see me in the, if you see somebody in at a Barry's boot camp class with sunglasses on, it's me.
Okay, now I was wondering about roses are the flower, right, on the Bachelor and Bachelorette show. Now, my wife, she's Alstroemeria. That's her flower. Are you a rose fan, or is there another flower you'd rather go with?
I do love roses okay. So much. It's funny because after Joey's season, I came back and I went to Trader Joe's and I saw a red rose and I immediately was like, oh, I need to go away right now. But now I have a good memory of them, so we're good.
Now, I understand filming wrapped up for The Bachelorette in May. The show keeps going. I imagine you got to be really good at keeping secrets. Does everybody in your life try to get that hint from you about what's coming next as the show airs?
Yeah. A lot of people do ask me a lot of questions and it's all in good fun. But I mean, yeah, it definitely gets to you at some point. At some point I'm like, just watch the show.
Jen, thanks a lot for taking some time with us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
Jen Tran is the star of the current season of The Bachelorette. She talked to us about being the franchise's first ever Asian American star and about her time at UW-Madison.